Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Mishnah says, the first Mishnah, Machshichin Alat Chum. You might have quoted this before. You know, the person is allowed to, prior to the end of Shabbos, go out to the end of the Tchum and spend the dark, let it become dark on him, ready at the edge of the Tchum, in order to fakech liske kala or liske ames, in order to go and oversee the needs of the kala, i.e., a situation of mitzvah. Either taking care of the kala for her needs, or valiskei meis to take care of the needs of the meis. And for example, l'habil le'oren b'tachrichim, to get for the meis the oren that he needs, or the tachrichim. Okay, nochrish shehevi chalilin b'shabbos. If the goy went and brought, they used in part of their process of eulogizing the person, they would have elegies. They would use chalilim. They would use musical instruments as part of the process. So he brought these chalilim for the on Shabbos for the use of this hesped, which will take place after Shabbos. Lo yisbeid bohen Yisrael elam ken bo mimokum korv. The Jew, they're not allowed to use it unless they can assume it came from an area which was not where it wasn't from outside of the tchum. We'll have an argument what exactly what does it mean makom korv exactly. Also, like Oren, if the goy made an Oren for the Jew, v'chafer lekever. The goy made a Oren, or he made a kever for himself, you know, the use of another goy. You cover a Yisrael, then a Yisrael is allowed. It wasn't made for the Jew, so Yisrael is allowed to use it. Yisrael, it was done for the Jew. Then, well, you covered by Olamus. You may not ever. There's no heter to use it at all. Because it says, as opposed to the case of the chalilin, that the limitation is that a person can't use them to the amount of time that he would have gained by the fact that the goy brought it on Shabbos. But he waits the requisite time, so then he would be allowed to use it afterwards. Requisite time. But whereas by the case of the kever, because it's something which is done before Hestia, it's become obvious that this was done for the Jew. It would be bizoyed to take and put the Yisrael into that kever, which was done b'chilul Shabbos for the Jew. So therefore, there's no heter at all to use it. Now Tosis raises one of the questions. Mokum Korb addresses the problem of Tchum. So you say it came from somewhere within in the Tchum, so there's no problem of Chilul Shabbos. There's still a problem of Chilul Shabbos that was carried from it was carried on Shabbos from an area which had no Erev. So you still have a problem of a Malacha, the Malacha of Hitzor or Haknasa was done. So what does it help that it came from Mekom Korev? So Tosfos says that if it came from Mekom Korev, so even if a malacha was done, the benefit which the Jew receives is very minimal. I mean, it's right around the corner, so I could have went there myself and got it. So the issue is being the henna from the actions which the goy did for the Jew on Shabbos, the malacha that the guy did for the Jew on Shabbos. The answer is not really being nehenu, because you could have done it yourself, basically done it yourself right after Shabbos. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't get it. If Makom Korev is addressed, so it takes care of that there's no real benefit, period. So it takes care of the problem of Hutzah also. Rashi, Nochashevi Chalilin b'Shabbos, be sure you still, he brought them for the Jew. Now, Rashi learns, even though the Mishnah did not say forever by the case of the Chalilin, that the halacha is loyal and forever. Now, not like Tosis. Ukanosahu, it was a punishment. It wasn't just not to benefit from the action, but more than that, they gave an actual kanas. Mishum the mucha milso the bishvilo huvu. It's obvious that he was brought for the Jew. Then derech lo bichalilin el bishvil meis. The person wasn't being a chalilin. The chalil was used for that purpose. So it was obvious it was brought for the mace. So since it was done in a way that it was obvious it was brought for this Jewish mace over here, we do not let him use it. Mimakam kara b'sechat chum. It came from nearby. The goy made it for another goy, or he made it for himself in the sense that he made it to use for another goy, or to sell it. Israel is allowed to use it. He made it for the Jew, it's a problem. So Mora says, my mimakam karev. What does it mean for makam karev? So Rav Omer Mimokam Karv Mamish, Shmuel Omer Chashin and Shema Chutz L'Chayim Alonu. Rav says we need to know that it came from a place which is in the Tchum. Suffolk is not enough to be matter it. You know, to this extent, the A could be Tchum is Rabbanon, and B that which is an Issa for Yisrael to have a Goydu Malacha for Mr. Rabbanon. So you have a Suffolk on the Rabbanon. Rav said, no, the heter being the Chazal only permitted you to be in the hen if you knew for sure that there was no malacha done for you. Shmuel says, no, that we can, now the word chashin usually is used to mean in a negative sense where we're concerned lest. Rashi brings another case over here where it's used like this. Over here it means chashin, it means we can, there's a potential that it came from something nearby. So as long as there's a potential that it came from something nearby, that's enough to say that it's a mutter. So Mora says, the gears that we have in the Gemara is Deikam Astis and Kibasei the Shmuel, that now Rashi brings that there's actually a gears which does not have this piece, and the Gra and Hagosa Gra actually takes it out of the Gemara based on that Girsa Rashi, which he feels is the proper Girsa. But our Mishnah, the Mora says, as written, the Mora says, our Mishnah seems to be more mashma like Shmuel than like Rav. Diktani also like Oren, v'chavar l'kever, you cover by Yisrael. So we're understanding also like Oren, v'chavar l'kever, wasn't that it was Vare, wasn't done for the Jew. It was a situation of Suffolk. Alma misveka shori, so chanami misveka shori. So any case where they have a potential that it was done for beheter, then it's going to be mutter. That's Vitanya Kavasi the Rav. However, this Kirsa has, but there's a Braisa which supports Rav. Now, what's the Braisa? Now, actually, should be a Pasha should be a Mishnah, but Tanan, with Sarchlam or Tanan, it's a Mishnah and Machshirin. So, Irsh Yisrael Benochrim Dorimpo. There's a city which is used where both Jews and non-Jews live in the city, and there's a merchitz there in the city. There's a merchitz which is being used on Shabbos by non-Jews, and it's being run by non-Jews. The question is, when they are heating it up, etc., and doing the work of the bathhouse, is there intent for the Jews, thereby making it prohibited on Motzei Shabbos until the shear of Kadesh Yechemu? Takes a certain amount of time to get all the hot water in there, etc. So if a Jew could go to the bathhouse immediately after Shabbos, he's benefiting from this malacha which was done for Jew on Shabbos, Be'isr. Or do you say, no, their intent wasn't for the Jews, their intent was for the non-Jews, which is mutter. They're allowed to heat up a bathhouse on Shabbos for a non-Jew. Is allowed to heat up a bathhouse water for a non-Jew. Now he still wants to benefit from it because he's going to hate after Shabbos, right? So how do we decide? Im Roiv Nachrim, if the majority of the city is non-Jews, we say it was done for the non-Jews, and therefore the Erev in the Motzi Shabbos, Reichens for Miyad, you're allowed to use the bathhouse immediately after Shabbos because it wasn't heated for a Jew. Im Roiv Yisrael, if the majority is for the majority was Jewish, so we assume it was done for Jews. So Yamtan Ach Kadesh Yachim Uchamin. You have to wait the time it would take to get it to where it is right now, Motzi Shabbos, before you can use it. So it takes 2 hours to heat up the merichot, so you have to wait till 2 hours after Shabbos. They can't use it earlier because then they're benefiting from the action which the non-Jew did for the Jew on Shabbos improperly. Mechza mechza, if the city is exactly half. So the language of the Mishnah there is Yamtin. Ad kadei she'yachem u'chamin. Because it's a situation of Suffolk, we don't know who was done for. So we have to machmer that it was done for the Jew. So the Gemara, let's say the gist we have in the Gemara, and Rashi explains it. So we see that a situation of Suffolk, we're machmer, we're not mekel. Mishnah continues and says, Reb Yehuda Omer, Bambati Ketan, if it's a small merchatz, as opposed to a very large one, where you could say that their intent is for maybe sometimes it's used by a specific individual. So if you have a situation, you have a mechza mechza situation, or even a robiso situation, and there is a very, very important personage amongst the non-Jews, and it's very possible that their main focus of heating it up was that he would want to use it. It was a small one. Im yesh ba rashus, rechitz ba miyad. My rishus, what does rishus mean? If in the city there's a rishus, so you can use the merchatz immediately. We assume it was done for him. So my rishus, what does rishus mean? So rishus means, like you have in the Mishnah, and obviously means the ruling government, the one who have the power to permit and prohibit things. It's called rishus. But over here, it's a little more specific. Omer Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Bereid Rabbi Yehuda. Im yesh bo adam chashuv, there's an adam chashuv sheyesh lo asara avadim shemechamen lo yud kum kumin bibas achas ben batiktan amutzer lichitz v'miyad. So he's explaining that the het over here is that we're allowed to assume that it was done for the non-Jew immediately after Shabbos. How so? If he has an entourage which can get the whole thing done, 1, 2, 3. He can take 10 of them, each one heat up a certain amount of water, all pour it into the mikvah and warm up the mikvah. So you assume in a very short time they're going to get this whole thing done. So that's the situation. So then it's mut. Which, because we could assume that. We have a right to assume that it was done Motzi Shabbos for this gentleman by his avodim in a very, very quick process. So I don't have to say that it was done on Shabbos Bisr. I don't know how it happened. So I'm allowed to assume that it happened the Heter Motzi Shabbos. And if it's very short, they can heat it up very quickly. Right. Now Rashi is going to bring, that would seem to support Shmuel. We don't know when it happened. Maybe it happened on Shabbos, maybe it happened Motzi Shabbos, but with these avodim, as long as you can be told that maybe it happened Motzi Shabbos, but it happened Beheter, you're told that it happened Beheter. That would seem to support Shmuel. We'll see that in Rashi. Okay. Rav Amar Rashi from the Gemara. Rav Amar Mimakim Karav. Mamish Klarmer Sheidu Alana Beir Hadavar. We know for sure the Mimakim Karav Bo Shereinum Shahayu Beisa. We know that the person had it there from before Shabbos within the tchum. For example, we saw it in his house. Even though we see him bringing it in from outside of the city, so we're allowed to suggest and thereby permit it. We say Erev Shabbos, we see him coming in Shabbos morning with his chalilin. So maybe he traveled in from a different city, which is going to be outside of the tchum. Or maybe he traveled back from the other city ready Erev Shabbos, and he was in the tchum when the Shabbos started, and then he decided to take a rest and pitch his tent over there, and the next morning he came in from inside the tchum. And they were set to men, but Matzah Shabbos, and yet you're allowed to use them Matzah Shabbos immediately. We find the language of the Chashinim, which means not that we're concerned about it, it means it's prohibited, it's a problem, but rather it's going to make us permit it. The more uses the language of a woman, we have a woman who is still a psula, she's still a virgin, she became pregnant, the more says the lashon Chashinim, Shema Bambati Ibra, where we consider the possibility that there is zera of a man in the hot water, which when she went in went inside of her. That's called Bimbati Ibra. So the language of Chashinan means we consider that as a possibility. Umateris lekuhuna, and we say she was. If we're not going to consider that, we have to assume that she was mizana. She had, so she's prohibited lekuhuna. We're going to permit it to kahuna by considering this possibility. So you see the word chashinan is lakul over there. We're allowing something based on it. The Shmuel Hachikomers, therefore Shmuel reads the mission in the following way. Well, yes, we bring Yisrael. Elim ken yesh litlois shubo mimokim korav. If we can consider that it possibly came from mokim korav, that's sufficient to matter. If we know for sure it didn't come from there, that's a problem. So the gist which we have in the Gemara is Shmuel is right from the Mishnah. The Shmuel brisa like Ra. You cover Yisrael. The Talina Misveka Shemel Tzarech Nochri Nasa. We say maybe it was done for a non-Jew. Maybe he dug it for the Jew. Okay, maybe not. So it's mutter. Take a bus to the Rav, the Sveika Osir. We see a case of Suffolk, which is Osir. You have to wait. Okay, so, because the Suffolk makes it Osir. Now, the Interpreter Rashi says, maybe you'll ask, say, 1 second. So, how can we write to Rav? In the Mishnah, we say it's Osir, and it's Osir means it's Osir forever, according to Rashi. Over here, it's saying it's Mutter. The Maisa, after this time lapse of the time it takes to heat the Merchot, it's Mutter. And V'hocha Toni Lo Yisrihen, which is Mashma Le'olam, Rashi types, you may not use them, period. Time lapse doesn't help. So it's still not a good support to Rab. We're being Makel over there, over here we're being Mash. Now the answer is, Milsa over here, it's more obvious it was done for the Jew. Like Rashi said, usually the Chalilim were done for the purpose of a mace. Of America's Mucha Milsa Kulihai, it's not as obvious. Therefore, Chazal felt comfortable being moderate after the period of time where you're not benefiting from it because it could have been heated after Shabbos anyway. But the Batik Tani has the advantage, according to this, where Rashi is touching, that we could say maybe it wasn't such a large place, and maybe it was heated up right now after Shabbos. Hochemu ayude avodim ukum kumim harbe. Mishachashecha hochemu, it was heated up now right after Shabbos.
If it was done specifically for non-Jew during Shabbat, then it's not an issue. If it was done quickly after Shabbat, and enough time has gone past for it to have happened, it's not an issue.
Right.
So that leaves this case of the possibility of what?
What? Sorry?
What does this case add? What new information is there?
We're saying we're allowed to make that assumption. Means suffic, you're makel.
But we had that above. The city was rove goyim.
Right, if the city was rove goyim, if it's rove goyim, we assume it was done for non-Jews. If it's rove Yisrael, and there's one important personage, so no, why should I assume it's done for him? Yeah, but he wasn't in there, and he didn't own the merchutz. It was a public merchutz, which was small. So I could say that he could take it over or send his avodim in there, and I could say that, because they're not. I don't know what happened. He sent his avodim over there and had them, take care of him. But it's possible that the regular bathhouse attendant did it over 10 times longer, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. Yesh v'rashus means Adam Chashuv Shalit, an important person who is a ruler. Rechaz v'yisom yad, the Yesh Lomer, Mishach HaShecha Huchmu, Cham and Lois Anachri. I could contemplate the possibility that it was done right after Shabbos for that through his avodah. Now, the Shachrina Garcina in a different version is Garcina in Tanya Kabbalah said the Shmuel, but Garcina in Dekem Masnisen, and Misek Ashari, the words Dekem Masnisen and Misek Ashari is taken out, and the Tanya Kabbalah is for Shmuel. Masisiyata the Shmuel, Midir Yehuda, the Rayas from Rabbi Yehuda, the Talil and the Kula, we say it's a possibility, and we rely on the possibility, and we permit it. So be asked me. But the ratio it says mechzal mechzal is osur. It's a suffix, and it's osur. The ratio like hashulate. No, keep the mechzal mechzal. Vada b'shul yisov benachem huchemu. It's not pshat. We don't know who it was done for. It was done for both. If I have nobody which is outstanding, and there's 1,000 people in the city, 500 Jews, 500 Jews, it was done for both of them equally. So that's osur. It wasn't done for one individual person, it was done for the city, whoever the city might be. The name of the Sveika, the Nachri, Savil Yisrael, wasn't for one person, we're not sure which person was it. It was done for everybody. This pshat, this gear, so I think is the right pshat. My Rebbeim also did not have that girsa, the first half of the girsa. They do not explain it the way I just explained it. Rashi gives preference to this second girsa, that there's no raya from the Mishnah to Shmuel, and the raya from the Mishnah and Machshirin is to Shmuel, not to Rav. Okay. Yamtan B'tei Sheyasu. Not right. Also, Aram Rechaber Lekeves at the Gemara. So the Mishnah says that if the goy did it, not for the, not clear who he did it for. He did it for anybody, so you can use it right away. So my Hachanami Yamtu B'chleish Yasu. You should have to wait at least B'chleish Yasu. Give it. He shouldn't be benefiting from the potential that he did it for Joe. More answers. Amar Ula, but I mean the Beis Sartia, that he's building this Oren in the middle. Digging the kever in the public place, which is a place where Jews in general do not bury. So we assume he's not doing it for a Jew in that situation. Which is why Tosha says that the Girsa before. the raya from the Mishnah is to Shmuel because he dug this kever. We don't know who he dug it for. We say he didn't dug it for a goy. Safik is mutter. No, over here, the reason why it's mutter is because there's something which is indicative of the fact that it was done specifically not for a Jew. It was dug in a place where Jews don't use it usually. Where do you see Shmuel's din from the Mishnah then? Shmuel's halacha was in a case where everything is equal, we assume it's heter. Over here, the reason why you assume heter is because it seems to be obvious that there's heter. Sestertosh says the girsa has to be like Rashi's second shot, second girsa, and there's no right from the Mishnah to Shmuel. Versus Tanach Kever. That explains the case of why the case where you dug the kever, we say it's obvious it was done for a non-Jew, it was dug in such a way. Or in my Ikal Amemer. That the Oren was was built right next to this kever, which was in Isartia. So we assume that it was built over there for whoever's going to be using that kever. And that kever was probably done for a non-Jew, so that's why it's moved. So Rashi, Yavnu Desha Yasu, Hitler and Mucha Milsa. It's not obvious it was done for a Jew, but maybe it was done for a Jew, so at least you should have to wait that time lapse. The answer is, I'm going to cover the Isartia. Shane Derek is certainly covered some. Jews don't usually bury in such a place. The Vare, Lloyd Nasa Bishri Yisrael. So it wasn't done for a Jew. Arn Meikel Mamer, Lahakiyat Lloyd Nasa Bishri Yisrael Nasa. How do you know the Arn wasn't done for a Jew? Ramutal Arn, Alakivra Shal Nakri, be Isartia. It was being built right next to this kever. Then the Mughal, the shame Oysa kever Nas Arn. We assume the Arn was made for whoever's going to be buried in that kever. So the Mishnah, Oysen Kol Tzurchei HaMeis, we can take care of the needs of the Meis on Shabbos. More will tell what that means. Sochen Umadichon Asar, we're allowed to anoint, we're allowed to clean. Levashal Yosef is b'ever, but you can't move any, you can't pick up a limb and move it. Shredden is a karmi tachtov. If the Meis is lying on a mattress or a pillow, and so the heat will cause the mace to start to decompose more quickly. So you'd rather have the mace lying on something which is cool. Having it lie on a mattress which has heat, which absorbs heat and holds heat, is not a good thing for the mace. So you're allowed to pull out the car from beneath it. And you put it down into the ground. In order that it should hold off from decomposing. Question is alechi. If the jaw, when a person's nifter, sometimes the jaw starts to open. She's allowed to tie the jawbone that shouldn't open. Lo sheyala, not to move it back and close that which has opened. That you can't do, because that's moving it. I'll show you shalo yosef, that in order that it shouldn't go any further. You're preventing it from opening any further. You find a similar loch in the Mishnah of that. You have a beam which broke and it's caving in. So you're allowed to put a bench there to support it. Or you're allowed to put the frame of a bed. You can't put it there in such a way to put the beam, push it back up. El Shalot Yosef, you're allowed to put it there to prevent it from bending any further. So that's similar to over here, but the tying the lechi, you can't move it up, you can just stop it from going any further. Rashi. Medichin b'mayim, you're allowed to wash them with water. Shalot Yosef, b'ever, lo yigbiya lo yodo, you can't pick up the hand, or rag, or foot, or risa enov, you can't move his eyelids. It should wait. It shouldn't start to decompose. Because of the heat of the linens and the mattress, etc. Kushan is alechi. Shameis shayipiv halach v'niftach. The mouth was opening. So kushan is alechi. You can tie the jaws. Kadei Shlo Yiftach Piv Yosef, order that it should not open any further. Below Shayala, you can't tie in such a way that he's sugar to close Mimash and Niftach, that which already has opened. That you can't do. The Hanum Mez is Aver, you're moving an Aver. El Shlo Yosef Liposer, you may tie it that it shouldn't go any further. Someone who subs a stop, so Shere Teres Kli Alovas, a bench is a Kli. Loy Shatala, you can't push it back up to Havale Bona, because that's like building. Something more. But Omer, there's a story. How can you tell me that you're allowed to do Sikha on something which is Muksa? But Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Maisa B'Tamida Shal Rabbi Meir, Shenichlas Acharov LeBeis HaMerchatz. He joins Remeir there in the base of Merkitz. Bikash Lodiach Karka. He started one. He was gonna put some water down to clean off the ground. Amalo Emadichit says you can't clean it off. Losuch Karka. He wanted to put some oil down on the ground to keep the dirt down, etc. Amalo Einsachan, you can't put oil either. So the more is assuming in the question, since karka and dirt is these are the things that you can't move, you can't do sikha on it, because that's equivalent to moving it. So we're also putting sikha on the mace. It's like moving the mace. Mor says, no, that's not the problem. The problem there is ishwi gumais. You might come to flatten out the ground. The case over there was, the Mor says it was a tiled floor. So the more answers, karka b'karka michlufa. If I allow you to do that, and we spoke about this before, if I allow you to do the act of putting down water in a place which is tiled and floored, you might come and do it in a place which is a dirt floor, and that's going to be prohibited. But mace b'karka l'michlufa. You don't say you can't put oil on a mace, because you might come to put oil on dirt floors. I mean, no shaykh is one to the other. Where it says kol, it says you may do kol tzarchei mace, all of the needs of a mace. Lasuyei, what's it coming to be marb? The Gemara says lasuyei hoda tanabon. It's coming to the include the following price, the tanabon. Vien kar klim maker or klim matkus. You got to bring kalim, which in general will cool the mace off. Rashi says klim maker is like klim skuchis. Menichem al kreis, you put it on the mace's abdomen. Kadeshalo tefuach, in order that they shouldn't swell, so the cold metal kli will hold down the swelling of the mace. So it's not called moving anything. You're putting this movement. You're bringing this kli for the purpose of the mace. That's mut. Upaikanis nekavov. You can close up the openings of the mace by putting something in there to prevent the air from getting inside again, which would help it not swell as much. Shlomo Melech said in Kehelis, Pazer says that you should get the tshuva done. And correct yourself. Before it comes the moment where the chevel hakasev zuchut hashidra, the zuchut hashidra will deteriorate. The tarutz gulas hazov, and the gulas hazov, the part of the body which flows, will break. Zu alma, that's referring to the male organ. Mitishaber kadal mabua, and the pot will break. So is. It's using mashalim. The chevel kesev is a silver rope that's gonna unravel, and the gula hazov was the gold vessel is gonna break. You see shaver kara mabua, and the pitcher will break by the spring. Zeh keres is referring to the keres. Menorah ha'galgal alabor, and the winder, the galgal which you use, the pulley which you use to pull up the pitcher will fall back down into the bore. So that perish. It's referring to the contents of the person's intestines. So, but Chazal are darshaning that it's referring to that's the mashon that he used. Chaparayim, before everything falls apart. It's referring to the person's body, different parts of the body which are going to decompose at the time of death. So it says that the keres will eventually can break open, and the intestine, the contents will spill out. V'cheno Omer, Rashi says that v'sarisi perish al paneichem, I will spread the perish of your bodies on your face, perish chageichem, the perish of your holidays. Amar v'huna, v'amir lo Amar v'huna, Amar v'chaga, I'm sorry. Elu b'nei Adam sh'manichem divrei Torah, they ignore the words of Torah. V'oisin kol yameihem kechagim, and they celebrate every day. They're busy indulging themselves. So the Rishon says that my response to that is that you're busy indulging yourself in this world, so all of that indulgence will come back and take you. Will come back to haunt them. It'll spread. It'll just basically Rishon will spread it over their faces. Omer Reb Levi, Omer Rapapi, Omer Yeshua, La'achar Shloisha Yomim, Kreisa Nivkast. In the mace, after 3 days, the abdomen breaks open. Mefelos le'aponov, and the parish comes out on his face. Remeris le'tol mashan asatim, be here, take back what you gave me. Tells the mouth, take it back. How pleasant. Zekrashi. V'amar lo ein sochet. Amadabra ha'osr le'taltos, osr losoch. If you can't move it, you can't anoint it. Mor says, no. Karka b'karka michlev. Klamer, ahu la'am mishum tiltol hu. The problem isn't al tzmuksa. Elam yishum ashriya gumas. It's because you might come to, you'll come to flatten out the gumas, and that's burner. V'av gav the merchatz ritzmas avonim. Even though there's a stone floor in the merchatz, v'lechal mechash l'ashriya gumas, there's no gumas over there to flatten out. Mechlef mechav b'karaka achim. But if I allow you to do it over there, you might do it by a dirt floor. What didn't we mention? Klee maker, Shavian Triris, they cause it to be cold, to go in Schuchis, glass items. That the animal will expand and eventually burst. Zuchit Shidra, Shukimin Chevel, it's like a rope. Velovan, Kikasim, and it's white, like, it looks somewhat like silver. Zu'amashu, why is it referred to the Amashu? Mayan Shaltalada, Kamay Gulas Mayan. So it's the spring which causes procreation. Like the Lashon Gulas Mayan, which means the spring. Zeperish, Magalga Lashon Galal. So it's in the Lashon of Galgal over here is referring to Lashon of Galal. Galal is feces. Elabor, Shenovel Sapiv goes back to the pit, the big hole. What's the big hole? It's the mouth. Kechagim b'tanugim, they indulge themselves. The Mishnah. Ein ma'atzim mace b'Shabbos. You can't close the mace, the eyes of the mace in Shabbos, because that's moving the eyelids. V'loy b'chol im yitzias hanefesh. Even on the weekdays, as the neshama is leaving, you may not shut the eyes. You have to wait till after the person dies and it's clearly dead. A person who does it during that time where the person is in the death throes is considered as if he hastened the death of the person, and he's considered a murderer. You can't shut the mace's eyes on Shabbos. Even though the person has died, clearly dead, it's also the mace of Boever, because you're moving one of the parts of the body. You're moving the eyelids. Shevet damim kemafarish bebrayse begemara shevetarach muad mekarav misos. Any effort can cause the body to move to more towards death. So during that period of time, unless we're doing something which is for the purpose of saving his life, so that's mutter. But if it's just for other purposes to take care of the needs of the mace after he's dead, wait till he's dead. If someone Zalman says that the issue we have with the the purpose of establishing a brain death criteria is to allow organ harvesting. So Shlomo Zalman says that even if we'll accept brain death as a valid criteria, the testing which you need to do to be able to establish it is done when he's usually in a state of cesa. He's in the death throes. That's when the body is in that state. That's called the equivalent of anything you might do to it might hasten the death. See, if you're doing it because you want to help save his life, it's mutter. If you're doing it because you want to be able to now be able to use his organ for somebody else, you can't do it. So even if brain death would be a valid criteria, the halachic standard for brain death is beyond the American standard. And the tests which would be required to get it proven that it would be meet the halachic standards of brain death would be also to do. So it's an irrelevant standard in halacha. Because of this problem of ma'atzim im yitzias ha'nefesh erases shefer dam. Tanur rabbanan, ha'ma'atzim im yitzias ha'nefesh erases shefer dam. If a person is closing the eyes right at the time when the person is in the dying process, it's considered a murderer. Moshel aner shekava v'helechus. It's a light which is extinguishing. Adam aner esbolel miyad kavsa. Any movements, any touching might cause it to go out. Becomes Tanya Shimon Galil Omer who writes us she is atzmu enav shomeis. The case where it's dead already, and we say you can't shut them on Shabbos. You want the eyelids to shut. So you're allowed to blow in some wine into the nostrils. You're allowed to put oil on. So put some oil between the eyebrows. Raglov, you hold on to the two large toes. Vehemis atzmin me'aleim, and the eyelids will shut on their own. Why that's so, I don't know exactly. He's dead. So this is a Shabbos issue. See, I want to move. Raglov is because of the raglov grashi oitzron be'etzva oisav. He holds them inside of his fingers. Let's hold it here.